This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be taking you through the day's market action. Well, the Indian equity benchmarks logged strong gains today, buoyed by positive global sentiment as hopes of an orderly Brexit grew stronger after a landslide election victory for British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Now, positive signals on the front of US-China trade deal also influenced the mood. Now, Sensex settled 428 points or over 1% higher today at 41,009 points, as well as Nifty closed the day with a gain of 115 points or just under 1% move upwards at 12,086 levels. Now, mid-cap and the small-cap indices too witnessed decent gains, but they underperformed the benchmark Sensex. BSE mid-cap index closed 0.92% up, whereas the small-cap index settled 0.82% higher in today's trading session. Now, as many as 24 stocks of the 30-share pack Sensex ended in the green. Axis Bank, Vedanta, State Bank of India, Maruti Suzuki and IndusInd Bank emerged as the top gainers in the Sensex index. And on the other hand, if you see Bharti Airtel, Kotak Mahindra Bank, Bajaj Auto, Asian Paints, HDFC Bank and Hindustan Unilever ended as the losers in the Sensex kitty. Now, for the week also, if you see, both the Sensex as well as the Nifty climbed by 1.4% in trade. Also, the top Nifty gainers today were Axis Bank, Vedanta and Hindalco, as well as top Nifty losers in today's trading session were Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Bharti Airtel and Zee Entertainment Enterprises.
Now, apart from this, a whole lot of other stocks and sectors were in news today. Barring the BSE Telecom Index, all the sectoral indices settled with gains, with the metal pack jumping 2.3% up, followed by realty, tech, capital goods, auto, IT, industrials and basic materials, each gaining over a percent. Now, BSE Telecom closed with a loss of 1.6%, with Bharti Airtel and GTL Infrastructure and Reliance Communications as the top drags. Apart from this, volume spike was seen of about 200 to 400% in stocks like Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Balkrishna Industries, MRF, Concor and Apollo Hospitals Enterprises. Now, long build-up was seen today in stocks like Union Bank of India, India Bulls Housing Finance and Canara Bank. On the other hand, short build-up was seen in stocks like Dr. Reddy's, Jindal Steel and Bharti Airtel. Apart from this, a whole lot of other stocks also were in action today on the back of news flows. Now, banking stocks really rallied in today's trading session. PSU banks were among the top gainers after media reports suggested that banks are likely to get payments from SR Steel Resolution this month itself. On the other hand, aviation stocks also gained. Share prices of airline companies including Jet Airways and SpiceJet gained 1 to 4% right a day after the data showed the increase in domestic passenger traffic in the previous month. However, Indigo shares erased the gains to close at 1.4% down. Now, Tata Motors also share price gained 2% today amid hopes that the Brexit could happen by January after a big win of Boris Johnson in the UK election. Bank of Baroda share prices climbed 4% after the company signed a share purchase agreement with Ansa Merchant Bank to sell the business of Bank of Baroda, Trinidad and Tobago. Now, Premier Explosives share price of this stock zoomed over 12% after the company got a license from the Telangana government to work on a factory at Kattepalli near Hyderabad. Now, as far as the technical charts and the patterns are concerned, Nifty really formed a bullish candle on daily charts today. The sharp upside momentum continued in Nifty today for the third consecutive session and also closed the day with decent gains. A long bull candle was formed today with a back-to-back opening upside gaps. Both the upside gaps are unfilled. Technically, this pattern indicates a sharp comeback of bulls from the lower levels. Now, apart from this, there are a whole lot of experts, including Nagaraja Shetty, who is a technical and derivative analyst at HDFC Securities. He spoke to us on Money Control and said that Nifty, as per weekly time frame, formed a long bull candle with lower shadow. This candle pattern was formed immediately after the formation of a bearish engulfing type of pattern in the last week. Now, this is positive indication and one may expect further upside in the short term. A sustainable move about above 12,150 58 could also nullify the negative implication of bearish engulfing patterns. That's what he said. Apart from this, if you look, most of the technical experts suggest that the three crucial levels to watch out for on the index would be now placed at 12,023, 12,098 and 12,115. Maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000 and 12,200, whereas maximum put open interest is placed at 12,000 and 11,900. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of podcast. Many thanks for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.